It's a preview of what socialism would bring to you and I if we had nothing but windmills and solar panels and rainbows and unicorns and pixie dust. See? I could feel it already. You could just feel the magic in the air, right? The magic's in the air. It's called being in the cold and dark. That's what. Just a week after a massive blackout in New York City, it's another Con Edison outage, leaving neighborhoods in the dark. That hit you, New York? Did you get hit with that at all? Okay. So it does happen. See, it's thousands, tens of thousands without power in Brooklyn. Happened Monday. New York dealing with another blackout. Con Edison said that about half of the customers in Brooklyn saw power restored Monday morning, but scattered outages kept more than 50,000 customers in the dark throughout the city of Westchester late Sunday. So scattered blackouts. Nobody seems to know why. Maybe Bill de Blasio can get to the bottom of this. And they just made a deal in New York that all power there is going to be green by 2040 or something. 20 years from now, it'll all have to be green energy. Good luck with that. Maybe all the rats they have in New York, put them on little spinning wheels. Get them running. It's Ratfest. It's Ratfest 2025. Bubonic plague could be yours at no additional cost. Yeah. Anyhow, you having fun with that? Because I am. Speaking of socialists, my favorite socialist is a multimillionaire career politician with at least three luxury homes and millions of dollars in his bank account. His name, of course, is Bernie Sanders. He plays a socialist on TV, but really, is he a socialist? No. How did he become a multimillionaire? Selling books the old-fashioned capitalist way. Did he pay the most he possibly could in taxes? No. He hired an accountant to do his taxes and therefore file the taxes the best way he could see fit. Does Bernie Sanders pay more in taxes than his secretary? No, he doesn't. But he complains about it. And, of course, Bernie Sanders is now in this tough position of having his junior staffers demand that they get paid $15 an hour like he talks about on his stump speech. And Bernie Sanders, well, in order to pay $15 an hour, I'm going to have to cut your hours. I can raise your wage, but cut your hours. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the real world. And as I had explained to me earlier by a listener, he said, listen, Bernie Sanders has it easy. All he does is ask for money, and it rolls in millions of dollars. He doesn't have to buy raw materials. He doesn't have to pay for utilities. He doesn't have to build a product and then go out and market and sell that product. Right? So Bernie Sanders can't afford the $15 an hour, and he has the easiest path in the world to get there. He asks for money. It flows in. And then he can pay people whatever he wants. He can do with that money whatever he wants. But what if he had to buy raw materials, fuel, set up distribution, pay for health care? He has the most lucrative business in the world, free money to spend it however he wants. Yeah, that's exactly right. But speaking of that multimillionaire career politician with luxury homes who claims to be a socialist, which he's not, he also says identity politics. Now, hear this. Identity politics are what define Donald Trump. I'm sorry, what? It's what he says. You have to hear it. It's bite number four with Bernie. Go.
Not just that he's a pathological liar. What he is doing that is even worse than that is trying to win votes by dividing the American people up. That is an ugly thing to do. You know, no matter what your view may be on healthcare, education, or the environment, what a president understands, that the function of the presidency is to bring people together. We are Americans. That's what we are. And to try to gain votes by dividing us up based on the color of our skin or where we were born or our religion or our sexual orientation or whatever, that is to me a very, very un-American and ugly thing for this president to be.
So, just so I'm clear, the leading Democratic socialist in America is concerned that Donald Trump is dealing with identity politics. Let's give Bernie a refresher course, shall we? Let's give Bernie a refresher course. Let's go to bite number nine. This is just from a couple of days ago from the squad. The squad who Bernie Sanders has aligned with and identified with and embraced, the squad. Here's one of their members, Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts, talking about color and the LGBTQ community and all of it. Roll number nine for Bernie, would you please?
This is the time to shake the table. This is the time to redefine that table. Because if you're going to come to this table, and for all of you that have aspirations of running for office, for whatever lived experience and identity that you represent, if you are not prepared to come to that table and to represent that voice, don't come. Because we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice. We don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need Muslims that don't want to be a Muslim voice. We don't need queers that don't want to be a queer voice. Come on, speak it. And if you're worried about being marginalized and stereotyped, please don't even show up.
Brown voices for brown people, Muslim voices for Muslim people, queer voices for queer people, black voices for black people. This is the squad. This is their card. This is their race card, Bernie. These are the people you embrace and identify with. Just thought we need a refresher course there about identity politics and who is really deeply involved with such a message. Thank you for playing. There'll be a quiz later. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.